Hey guys, what's up? I have Aniket with me today. Aniket is founder of Product Brick Ventures, and it helps companies solve their product challenges. And he's also been a part of three exits worth $150 million. And he's been a product. He's been teaching about product management and product strategy, how to build, how to validate a product market fit, and all sorts of stuff to a lot of small and medium businesses through Product Brick Ventures. And so, hey Aniket, hi, welcome to the podcast.
Hey Sunil, thank you for having me.
Awesome. So today we're talking about how to become a product leader with Aniket, since Aniket has been a product leader in multiple startups and of multiple products, and he is also now teaching a lot of people in a lot of small and medium businesses around the world to become a better product leader and make better products. So Aniket, can you start with telling us like why does a product need a product leader?
Yeah, and so I think, you know, what we've seen is like, and so my experience, I'm like, again, biased. So again, I'll give you a little bit of background. So I was born and raised in India, and then I did most of my education here, and I've actually only worked in the United States. So with that context, and most of my work has been in Silicon Valley. So like, what I've learned is, you know, you have technology companies and then you have product companies. And so technology companies are, you know, always driving stuff through technology. And then you have product companies, and like, it's a cliche, but, you know, from a Steve Jobs is like the most sort of celebrated product leader, right? And what people tend to look at is Steve was great around the user experience, but he was also great with technology. But, you know, he was also good at the business. So, you know, when he launched like the iPod, he also made deals with all the music industry to, you know, have them sell their songs for a dollar, right? So, you know, as a product leader, you know, it's important that you look at technology, you look at user experience and business. So having somebody who has done that before and who understands all those three aspects helps your product and company grow. And that's why I think, you know, having the right product leader is very important.
That sounds interesting. And so does this mean that whoever is a product leader, so does he need to have like a clear view of the future? Maybe if he's working on a product and he's working on some features around that product, so does he need to have like a future view of that product? So just like what you said, so like Steve Jobs, when he was developing like iPod, so he also tied up with a lot of music industry, music companies or some companies like that, so that he can sell music along with that iPod. So in this case, for Steve Jobs, so he had a vision and he maybe predicted the future or maybe thought about the future use case that that the iPod might have. So does this mean that all the product leaders should have this quality?
Yeah, and like I think, you know, really it depends on, you know, how you define a product leader, right? So the companies that I work with and we've worked in the past, right, like the VP of product management is the product leader, right? And in many cases, sometimes before the VP of product management, the CEO is the product leader. And so if you look at that standpoint, right, like, so these guys are the ones that are driving the strategy. They have, okay, where is the product going to look in 18 months, how is it going to look in 36 months? So you need to have a vision, and then you need to be working towards that vision, right? So there is the day-to-day stuff, right? Like, what should I be doing in terms of features today? You know, what am I doing in the next sprint and, you know, 3 months? I think that is also important, but really as a product leader, you know, you should take a step back and say, hey, this is our end goal, and then work the way backwards from there. And then, you know, again, depending on how involved you are in the day-to-day stuff, you know, you might be, you know, working on a particular feature now, but the goal is, you know, spend a lot of time understanding the strategy, understanding the business. How can you actually meet that, you know, goal? That's what the product leader should focus on.
Interesting. And so what are the qualities of a product leader?
I would say like leadership, I think product leader is, I think, no different than any sort of a leadership position, right? So if you're looking at a engineering lead or any sales lead, so you need to have like a clear sort of mandate around managing people, you know, managing expectations with other stakeholders, right? Because as a product leader, you're, you know, working with VP of sales, you're working with your CFO. So you need to make sure that, you know, everybody's on the same page, or the CEO, you know, so for a product driven company, you know, you want to make sure that you are a good communicator, right? You should be good on not only on the technology side, but also on the business side. You know, having that sort of a mindset where you are working with people, you know, not just in one area, but in multiple areas. So being comfortable working with, you know, on a day-to-day basis, working with, you know, sales, legal, marketing, you know, and just having the ability to context switch between them are, like, I would say, some of the important qualities.
Totally agreed. So I'll just list out like what qualities you mentioned. So one is obviously leadership. Second is product leader should have a future view of the product. Then we should be good at managing people and their expectations, because, as you said, like he'll be working with a lot of different teams with different expectations and different responsibilities. Then the fourth one is he should be a good communicator. That's obviously a must-have, I think. Then sixth one is the product leader should understand technology as well as business aspect of a product, which I think is definitely important. And seventh, the next one is he should be multi-talented, because I agree that a product involves a lot of different things, right? So for example, it involves marketing also, it involves design, it involves user experience, it involves technology, like development, it involves testing, it involves analytics and all sorts of stuff, right? So I think a product leader should not maybe know all of these things, but maybe he have one guy dedicated to, one person dedicated to each of these different things, but he should be able to understand these things correctly. And last one you mentioned, like he should be able to context switch between all these different categories. So anything else you want to add to this list?
No, I think, you know, that, like, you know, that's sort of a comprehensive list. And again, you know, like depending on what your background is, you might be strong in certain areas and may not be strong in other areas, right? So I come from a very technical background, right? So I worked hard to, you know, understand the business aspect, understand the sales aspect. So spending time, and the same with communication, right? Like taking some courses around communicating better. So all of those, it's like a, you know, it's, you learn and it's doesn't stop, right? So it's a process that you keep working on. And that's why you see really product leaders come from all over the map, right? So you have people from marketing, you have people from sales, you have people from technology. And so that's the good, I think, about product management, is like you get a mix of people. And, you know, if you have the willingness to learn willingness to adjust, then, you know, you can climb up that ladder.
Amazing. And so Aniket, I'd like to know, like, which so we mentioned about 7 to 8 qualities of that a product leader should have, and you've been a product leader since long time and on different products, and years now you're still doing that. So which, according to you, was your the strongest quality, and which one is your weakest quality as well?
I think, yeah, and it's hard. I think it's hard to say which one is the strongest or the weakest, but I think technically, coming from a technology background, you know, understanding technology, figuring out, like, you know, one of the things that we help a lot of the companies, right, currently is figuring out a way to build something for their customers that satisfy need without actually building it themselves, right? So we understand technology, we understand, you know, where people can collaborate, you know, what sort of offerings that can supplement or complement the current product offering. So definitely technology is a strong suit for me, you know, driving sort of products and solutions through that. And then I think one which I'm constantly working on is the sales and the marketing, where I am, you know, I think I to learn a lot more about sales marketing, you know, how to have sort of better channel understanding on, you know, what it really means to drive business. So as a CEO of my own company, you know, I try to grow my company, that is something I'm trying to learn on a daily basis. And I try to take what I've learned in product management and then apply to, you know, as a CEO and try to grow the company.
Amazing. So my next question brings to that point, like, so can a good product leader who has all these qualities, and so let's say, so hypothetically, there's a SaaS company and they have a SaaS product, and so there's a product leader, and so he has all these good qualities. So does that product leader make the product? And let's say there's another SaaS company who has another SaaS product, and he has another product leader, and so he lacks in some of these qualities which a product leader should have. So does maybe having these qualities make a product, and not having these qualities can make a product in a product leader?
Yeah, and I think that's like so I think it's a very sort of good question, right? And like and I don't think something you can make or break by a single person. I think it's the leadership team. And I'll give you like an example. Like, so if I look over the several years that I've worked, right, like if I look at like two examples, so one team that was, I would say like all of them were a 9 out of 10, right, in terms of their skill set. And you had, I would say, a leadership, overall leadership was a 4 out of 5, right? So that's one set of team, right? And then I had a second team, which was mostly, I would say, 6 or 7s. And then the leadership was a 8 or 9, right? And so that second sort of team where the leadership was great, and although we had, you know, a bunch of good above average players, but not like the best, that sort of outperformed the first set of team, which was mostly superstars, individual superstars, but the leadership was not that great. Right, so I definitely think what I've seen is leadership matters a lot. So even if you have a bunch of superstars, and without a sort of good leadership, not just a product leader, but overall leadership, you know, it's really difficult to grow a product, especially in a startup world, right? Like most startups fail, right? And I've been fortunate enough to work for startups that did not. So it is really sort of, I would say a good leader will definitely make sure that, you know, the product succeeds. A bad leader will like drastically increases the chances of failure. That's how I would put it.
Oh, and amazing, like thoughtfully put it. So, I'd like to know, like, if you had any experience of knowing a very good product leader and knowing a very bad product leader. So, if you can share that experience in a bit, like, if you have one.
Yeah, so I would say, you know, I would say, you know, my previous CEOs have been great sort of product leaders. And, you know, one like Danny, who I used to work for, and he was our CEO, but I saw him as a product leader just because like he understood technology, and he was also a venture capitalist. So he understood the business side of things. But I think the most important aspect was, you know, he understood what is needed from a customer standpoint and, you know, what sort of how we could drive that technology there. And so that sort of understanding where you have the customer empathy, understanding how much of technology can be driven, like, As a product leader, or you don't necessarily need to know the details about technology. All you need to have a good sense of, you know, how we can leverage the technology, and, you know, what is possible, right? Because you always have visions of, oh, we're going to shoot for the star, right? But as a leader, you need to, you know, make sure that, hey, you know, we are keeping everybody on track and making sure what our realistic goal is. So having that, and, you know, basically taking a company from nothing to, you know, a 100 million acquisition for GE, you know, he was there all the way. And so I learned a lot from it. And like, I've also seen, you know, some of my friends who have now have like multi-million dollar sort of companies. And like, so all of them, you know, started with, you know, backgrounds all across the board, right? Whether it's engineering or whether it's sales. But what they have, I think one of the biggest qualities that they have is, you know, being empathetic to both internally and externally. So they understand what the customer needs are, but at the same time, they understand what the team can deliver, right? And so somehow then managing that gap and making sure that the product and the strategy stays on track so that we still work, but never lose the sight of our end goal.
Amazing. So this actually brings a quote I heard somewhere to my mind, which is, stick to what you're best and hire people for the rest. So what do you think about this quote?
Yeah. And I completely sort of agree with that, because you need specialized people in specialized positions, right? And so it's like, with any sort of, I'm a big cricket fan or, even a football fan, there is specialty positions, right? And you need to, if you're trying to do something good, you need those people in those specialty positions, right? And so I think that is really important. And so I think along with it is what is the most important thing is, as you try to hire people, I would if there was two candidates, one was a 10 on what I really wanted, and he was a 5 on a cultural fit, I would rather go with somebody who is not a 10 on the job fit, but was a 10 on a cultural fit. Because culture is something that you really cannot teach. You have to believe in the culture. Having somebody that, you want to work in day in and day out is much more important than, whether you can actually, you are right there in terms of the fit. And I'll give you a good example. With startups, right? When we started off, we were trying to develop IoT stuff, right? And that was 10 years ago. So we said, really, how do you hire people in IoT when IoT is just beginning, right? So how can you say I want 5 years experience in IoT when, IoT is just beginning, right? And so we basically got people that were in adjacent fields, right? Networking. And then we were able to say, hey, is this somebody that I want to work in, grab a beer with? And that sort of was much more important than how good they were in their skills. We always wanted to have the best people, but even then, you want to have somebody you work with, especially in a startup, because there is a lot of ups and downs, right?
Totally agree with that point. I mean, yeah. And so that brings me to my last question, which is, what does a typical day for a product leader look like?
Yeah, and I think I can give you a couple of sort of insights. And again, because product, I depending on what stage the company is and what you call a product leader, right? And so if you're looking at a typical VP of product who is the de facto product leader, then I would say most of the time I try to actually gather some data talking to several VPs of product, because my view was kind of skewed, right, in what I used to do, and I only have worked for smaller companies, and there's a vast difference between a small company startup and a Fortune 500 company. But even if you look at, collecting that data, what I've seen is a lot of product leaders spend a whole lot of time not necessarily thinking through the features on a day-to-day basis, but more around strategy. And in many cases, thinking about making decisions that are a year out. So not really thinking about, what they're going to do in the next 3 to 6 months. All of that should have been kind of thought through, and you're really looking for stuff that is out, beyond the horizon. And I think that is more so for the Fortune 500. Now, when you look at a product leader in a startup, you raise enough money for going for 12 to 18 months, right? So you're not really looking at a 3-year horizon. You're looking very much a little less. But even then, you should be, not be obsessed around what features are going in, in the next sprint, or because all of that, your team should have already been you have already should have discussed with your team about it already. So, and you should be more focused around, you know, strategy, looking at from a business standpoint, figuring out the sales strategy, working with the sales team, making sure all the stakeholders within the company are up to date on how the product is working. And then really, a lot of the time is also spent on, you know, evangelizing the product to not just internal stakeholders, but external stakeholders, right? So whether you're, whether it's business partnerships, whether it's, you know, helping your sales team. So it kind of, I would say most of the time is spent around, you know, either, you know, thinking about the product or evangelizing the product.
Okay. Understand.
No. Yeah. And so I think that's the difference between like a small versus a big company. I think the smaller companies, you know, like I've had VPs of product, you know, also been involved in writing requirements, right? Because you have a VP and then you have a junior product or a senior product manager. So it really depends on, you know, where and how the stage of the company is. But if you look at like a medium to, you know, like a $50 to $100 million business, then most product leaders are not writing, you know, user stories, right? They're just focused around building the business out and, you know, evangelizing the product roadmap and gathering data around that.
Amazing. So yeah, so it's been really great talking to you, Aniket, and thank you for all the insightful information.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Sunil. And you know, as you know, if any of your listeners want to reach out, as you said, more than happy to talk to them. And I also, as Sunil said, do a bunch of coaching around people trying to break into product. So yeah, feel free to shoot me an email or send me a message, and you know, we can have a talk and I can at least point you in the right direction.
Awesome.
All right. Thanks, Sunil.